Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show. This is Justin Colvin, your host, entrepreneur, insurance agent, and broker. Every week we come here with new content to inform you about the Medicare system and just all the intricacies that it has. So we're glad to be back in studio recording another session. It's been a couple of weeks. We've been busy with the annual enrollment period, just knocking out applications, helping do client reviews and dealing with customer service. It's been a very hectic 7 weeks. So if you're just tuning in with us again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. I own and operate the Medicare Help Desk. That's my insurance agency, and we're based right here locally in Tallahassee. We represent about 30 different insurance companies, licensed to do business in close to 40 states around the country. Completely independent, meaning we work for our clients and not for the insurance company. So we can shop all the carriers, get you the best deal, help you do a review, and usually we're able to save you money. Both on premium and drug costs. So I've been doing this for about 7 years. I've had the radio show for about 8-9 months now. It's been going great. We're just looking forward to unpacking more information every week. But we're back in the studio here. It's been a couple weeks, so we're glad to do it. And today's episode is going to be episode 35. Okay. Can you really get free money in your Social Security check? And I thought I'd do this topic because it's very in vogue right now with all these TV commercials running nonstop talking about, hey, you can get $148 back in your Social Security check. What are you waiting for? Call right now. Get that free money. You know, it's very slimy. It's unethical because I want to talk about this, how this money is structured, and the majority of people are not eligible. Okay. But it's a bait and switch. Okay. So they do a good job of marketing something that very borderline unethical what they're doing, and they put in the fine print at the end of the commercial what the 148 is really about, and I'm going to get into all that in today's segment. And then I'm going to talk about some ways that you can get money back in your check legitimately, and it's not always 148. It's not the full Part B premium give back, but it might be a portion of that, and we'll go over that more in the second segment when we come back from the break. But again, my primary focus every day is helping seniors with Medicare. And so how we do that is we are independent, and we work with like all these insurance companies. When you have Medicare A and B, that's just kind of the beginning, right? And from there, you have to determine if I'm going to get a supplement plan or a Medicare Advantage plan. And then other things come in the picture, like dental, vision, hearing, life insurance, critical illness, et cetera. So I can help with all those things. And we do a great job, and we do a great job of helping people save money. Just to plug a couple things locally we're a part of is the Chamber of Commerce. I actually just came from a breakfast meeting this morning, and they were going over some of the different benefits as a chamber member and ways to kind of partner with other organizations in the local Tallahassee community. So we're a big advocate of doing business locally, right? And, you know, enriching each other's lives with that. We're also plugged into the Better Business Bureau. We're a member of that. And we, of course, have the weekly radio show. And we just started our TV segment on Fox 49. It's every Wednesday at 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. It's called the Medicare Minute, but check us out. And we're doing actionable advice, just a kind of a best quick tip practice, best practice for Medicare and navigating the system, helping you to save money, helping you just give you some good advice on how to navigate this complicated system of Medicare. So let's just jump right into the topic again today. So can you really get this money back in your Social Security check? Yes and no. Okay. So the first thing I want to kind of preface this with is the $148.50 is your Medicare premium, right? That's what you pay for Medicare Part B just to be into the Medicare system. Everybody has to pay that. There's no way around it unless a couple things occur, right? And I'm gonna go over this right now. The first one and the most common is Medicaid. All right. The majority of my clients, most people are not poverty level. So unless your income is extremely low and you have very limited assets, you're not going to get on Medicaid. Well, that's what they're talking about on the $148.50 in these commercials is principally Medicaid. And most people that call in they're not going to be on that. Okay. They have Medicare, right? But not Medicaid. Medicaid is based on your income and assets. You have to qualify based on being limited in those resources, right? And if you are, then the state that you reside in, okay, they pay your Medicare Part B premium for you. So then in essence, you don't have to pay the $148.50. And in fine print, if you zoom in on these commercials at the very end, There's a bunch of fine print at the bottom. And in there, it's very clear. It talks about that. But who has time to read it? It's up there for like 3 seconds, right? But it's just unethical how they do that, okay? Because they know people are going to call in. It's going to trigger a response mechanism. People are going to call in because they want that, okay? So that's what majority of the people that are going to get this give back, that's what it is, okay? Now, I looked up the Medicaid stats, okay, in terms of income for a household size of one person. So if you're single, your income has to be under $17,131 a year. That's not a lot, which is $1,427 a month. So if you're getting over $1,427 a month in the state of Florida as an individual person, a single filer for tax purposes, you're not going to get Medicaid. If you're a household size of two, it's not double the income like you would think. It's actually just fractionally more. So for a lot of married couples, and I would say most of my senior clients are married, it's even more difficult. It's $23,169. $23,169 is not much for two people. And so those limits are set very low, and there's asset limits, okay? So, you know, Medicaid is like a poverty-level thing. It's difficult to qualify for that. And so the majority of people aren't going to get this give-back, okay? It's a bait and switch. And that's why I've done this ad nauseum and other broadcasts talking about these commercials that run with, you know, Joe Namath and Mike Ditka and all these other celebrities, J.J. Johnson from Good Times. You know, they're just paid endorsers, right? They're just there to collect the check. But what they're talking about, you know, is really deceitful in terms of how they're presenting this material. And so I'm here to kind of just talk about the truth and what's really going on. Now, there is a legitimate way that most people can get this money back in their check. And that's the second thing I'm going to talk about is how you get this money back. The first one's Medicaid, which most people aren't going to qualify for. We just unpacked all that. The second one, and this is a legitimate way, is you get it through the plan. And what we call it in the industry, it's called a Part B, as in boy, give back. Or a Part B refund, or a Part B credit, whatever you want to call it, it's money that the insurance company puts directly into your Social Security check. If you're not drawing a Social Security check, you'll get a heart check cut to you or a direct deposit. But it's just part of the terms of the Medicare Advantage plan is that they're going to give you money. And this is totally legitimate. And I have lots of clients who are on give back plans, not primarily here in Tallahassee, but in other major markets like Tampa and Orlando and Fort Lauderdale. The bigger metro areas have incredible give back plans. I mean, some of these plans, 100, 120, 140 give back. And so that's legitimate. If you enroll in that plan and they offer give back, then yeah, when you start the plan, there's going to be a credit put right in your Social Security check. It's like getting an instant raise. Now, I will say this, most give back plans are here in Florida, okay? And the majority of the country does not have strong give back plans. In most markets, I look at this, it might be $20, $30, $50 a month, not the $148 that they advertise. So is there a give back? Well, maybe yes, but it's a lot smaller. And typically the plans that do offer the give back are an HMO, which is a health maintenance organization, which is more restrictive, which has more limited doctors. And many times those give back plans aren't as strong. So, you know, it's like the motto that you giveth and then it's taketh away, right? So they may give you the money, but then they take away on some of the benefits, right? The co-pays can be higher on these give back advantage plans. The max out of pocket can be higher. You don't get as much dental. You don't get as much vision or hearing or over the counter. So you are giving up some things, make no mistake, to receive this quote unquote free money in your check. And a lot of markets don't even have give back plans at all, okay? If you go out to some of the rural areas like Montana, South Dakota, Wyoming, a lot of the mountain states, even a lot of parts of the Midwest, the rural areas, those counties don't have give-back plans. But if they see that same ad, which is produced and shown all around the country, they think, "Hey, I'm eligible for 148. Let me call that number." And they're, you know, told that it's not available, right? And you have to be on Medicaid. So, but they still have you on the phone at that point, right? And so they're going to try to convert you. They're going to try to enroll you into a different plan. That's the whole. It's a sales plug. It's a sales commercial, and that's what it is. And I'm here to call it out. And it's just unethical. And we're never going to do business like that here at the Medicare Help Desk. But I want to make sure that's very clear to listeners. There's no free lunch. And you're old enough to know that if you're on Medicare, you've seen deceptive marketing tactics, right, throughout your lifetime. And so this is exactly what this is when they run these ads. It's just a plug to get people to call in. So with these give back plans, where I generally write them is, like I said, the major markets like Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando. There's some other states like Texas and Nevada, Arizona, the bigger metro areas like Phoenix, Houston, Las Vegas, they do have a lot of these give back plans. I mean, we're a national organization. We do business in about 40 states. And so those plans, it can work. But particularly the biggest give back plans are right here in Florida. And I think a lot of it has to go, we have a huge senior population, big cities. You have a lot of just individuals that reside there, and the money that the plan gets, they get a higher reimbursement level than in the rural counties. We're going to talk about more of this and unpack it in our second segment, so stick around. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. This is Justin Colvin, your host, back here in the second segment. We're in episode 35 today. Can you really get free money in your Social Security check? So we've been talking about that and how the commercials, TV, radio, print have been really promoting this all year, but particularly during this annual enrollment period. And we're just discussing how it's very unethical, right? How it's really not applicable for the average person. And so we're going to spend some more time here unpacking this further, right? So if you have questions about the show, you can give us a call. Our local number here is 850-632-0033. You can call or text that number with any question, or if you have a show topic that you'd like me to uncover. Or call me toll-free if you're listening anywhere else in the U.S. The number is 1-800-414-2044. And again, my name is Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk. That's our insurance agency. We help clients every day with choosing the right Medicare coverage. Check out our website. Again, it's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. And we're actually doing a major remodel update on our website. And I'm really excited to see what it looks like here. It's supposed to be done by early January, but it's going to have all my TV segments and all my radio podcasts I've done, shows. Just got an entire media channel we're going to build out and much more educationally focused. And so there should be a lot more content there. So we're really excited about that. But let's just get kind of back to where we were starting about. And the first segment we left off, I was talking about how, you know, the ways you can get this money back into your Social Security check. And what money is this? Well, it's the Medicare Part B, as in boy, premium that everybody has to pay once they get on Medicare. And that's just kind of a fee. It's a modest premium. Presently in 2021, it's $148.50. Next year in 2022, it's going to go to $170.10. So the commercials, the advertisements, the print media talks about how, hey, we can get money back in that check. You know, call us today. What they're trying to do is get you enrolled into a plan. And they're using it as the bait, right, to get you to call, to get you to respond. And it, again, like I said, it's very, deceptive because the number one reason people get it is Medicaid. Not Medicare, Medicaid, which is low income. We talked about that in the first segment. The second way you can get it legitimately, right, if you're not on Medicaid, okay, is a Medicare Advantage plan. And so that's typically what's going to happen. They're going to say, hey, we can enroll you in this plan. It gives you $50 back. Or this one gives you $80 back. Hey, this was $120 back a month. They're all different, right? Different companies like Humana and WellCare and Aetna and CarePlus and you know, Florida Blue, whoever it may be. They can design the Medicare Advantage plan however they see fit. Okay, and some have this Part B give back and some do not. That's why it helps to have a competent broker or agent that's advocating for you on your side. And I will tell you, for a lot of people, Advantage plans that offer a Part B give back, depending on where they live, that's the big litmus test here, is where do you reside? It's not a good fit for everybody. And in most cases, probably not. Here in Tallahassee, we have a few give back plans, but most of them aren't that great. Most of them aren't even Medicare Advantage prescription drug plans or Medicare Advantage only plans, meaning they don't have a drug benefit. Now, that can work for some folks, but not for everybody. But again, the only two ways to get this money back in your check is you're either lower income, lower assets, which is Medicaid, which is not most people, or two, you get a Medicare Advantage plan. So there's two different main types of Medicare Advantage plans. We call them MAPDs and MA. MAPD is a Medicare Advantage with prescription drugs, hence the term acronym MAPD. The other one is called a MA, which means there's no prescription drug element. It's just the Medicare Advantage plan. So in a lot of markets where it's kind of rural and less population in some of the mountain states, some of the areas where it's just very sparsely populated. You don't have large metro centers. There's the give back plans that are there are typically Medicare Advantage without drug coverage. You can't do that. If you need drug coverage, it's not going to work for you. You can't just buy a drug plan. It'll disenroll you from the Advantage plan that you have. So that's not a wise choice for the average person. It can work in some situations. A lot of times it's the veteran community that would do these type of plans. And that's really how these plans are designed, right, is that they have other prescription drug coverage. I have lots of veteran clients that have the VA or TRICARE or CHAMP VA, or maybe they have other clients that have other credible prescription drug coverage. Perhaps they work for the state or the city or the county or the federal government, and they have another credible prescription drug plan. They don't need Medicare's drug plan on top of that. So then they would be a likely consumer of a Medicare Advantage only plan without the drug coverage. And those plans a lot of times do offer give back. And in some markets, that's the only plans that do. So it's not going to necessarily work for everyone. So in this second segment, I kind of want to talk more about, when does this make sense then? I'm talking about the pros and cons of a Medicare Advantage plan with a give back, which is essentially how you would get this money delivered into your Social Security check, right? It's coming from the insurance company. And you have to enroll in their plan and be subject to their terms. And a lot of these plans are very attractive, depending, again, where you live. So I'm going to talk about that here as we close out the second segment, like the plan, the scenarios where it would make sense, okay? So for a Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan, the most of the time where this is going to make a lot of sense is in a large metro area. So I do, of course, a large chunk of my business is here in my home state of Florida. Areas like Tampa, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Jacksonville, Miami, they are big metro areas, right? They have many Medicare Advantage plans with the Part D drug coverage included that have a strong give back. 100, 120, some are a full $145 back. I mean, that's significant. And for a lot of people that are low utilizers, and there's quite a few folks out there, they just don't go to the doctor much. Yeah, they may go to the doctor once, twice a year. Maybe they take no medications or one or two generics. They don't use a lot of dental or vision or hearing, or they don't really care much about the over-the-counter benefits or the telemedicine, all these extra perks that are thrown in. They'd rather have the give back. Nothing wrong with that, okay? That's a strategic play, and you're allowed to change your plan every year. This is not a forever home, right? It's the plan that you have for now, and every year during annual enrollment, which is October 15th through December 7th, you can change that plan. So if their needs change in the future, we can just migrate them to a plan that's different. But I've had many consumers. I got a gentleman from Sarasota I recently wrote for next year, and he had a non-give back plan. It's a zero premium plan, Medicare Advantage. And he expressed interest. He came to me by referral that he heard about this give back, and he's like, I don't go to the doctor maybe once a year for a physical, right? I take no medications. It was a great fit for him. He got $130 back in his check every month. So that's a great example where it can make sense. Now, he's in Sarasota. We don't have those type of plans here in the Panhandle. The give back plans here are much smaller, 40, 50, 60. So not as, you know, attractive, right? And many of the ones that we have, which are not many for give back, are MA only. So that's the Medicare Advantage with no drug coverage. Now, if you're just tuning in with us again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. And as I mentioned, if you have questions throughout my broadcast, you can always call me, text me. Happy to do client reviews. My number again is 850-632-0033 and toll free 1-800-414-2044. Our website again, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So let's talk about Medicare Advantage only plans. When does this make sense? And these are plans that, again, Medicare Advantage, but without the drug coverage, right? That drug coverage is not in there. So there's four instances where I found this can make sense for consumers to enroll in these plans to get that give back, right? That Part B money that's contributed to your Social Security check directly by the insurance company, by the plan. So the number one reason I found those that have other credible drug coverage, we talked about that. If you have TRICARE, if you have the VA, CHAMP VA, state, federal, union, or other retiree benefits that have drug coverage component, you don't need to enroll in a Medicare drug plan. That other drug coverage is credible. So these plans are actually really designed for this population. This is the demographic that these, a lot of times we'll call them veteran-based plans because that's one of the number one demographics that select a Medicare Advantage only with no drug coverage plan because of the extra perks, the give back, the higher dental, the higher vision, the higher hearing, the richer over-the-counter benefits. So that's number one. Number two are people that have an existing Part D late entrant penalty. And there's quite a few of these folks out there. And there's nothing wrong with this. It's just the way Medicare was designed. They have a penalty. If you don't enroll in a drug plan when you're first eligible, then a penalty starts to build, unfortunately. They've designed this way. They want everybody to be on a drug plan. If you don't do it, even if you don't need drugs, I have a lot of clients say, I don't take anything. Why should I buy a drug plan? I'm like, I know. I'm just the messenger, but this is how they've designed it. So, you know, if you go 4 or 5 years and you don't have a drug plan, then it's a 1% penalty per month on the Part D portion. So it's not terrible, but it is something to kind of be aware of. But the longer the time goes, the bigger the penalty is. So I've had some folks who are in their late 70s. Well, you know, you get Medicare at 65 typically. So they've got almost a 15-year Part D drug plan penalty, which can be $50 to $80 a month. It can be significant, right? So they may not do a drug plan. And if they want to go with a Medicare Advantage, even if it's a $0 Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan, guess what? It doesn't matter. It has a drug plan, right? And so the penalty, you don't pay it until you enroll in a Part D drug plan. Well, that Advantage plan has Part D attached to it, right? So as soon as Medicare, CMS gets wind that you have a prescription drug plan, it's like, oh, penalty, it's going to be released on you. So a lot of clients that don't have or haven't had drug coverage for an extended period of time, they're going to be subject to this late entrant penalty for Part D. They'll do a Medicare Advantage only plan. It makes a lot of sense for them because this way they can get all the perks. They can actually get money back in their check and they don't have a drug plan anyway and they don't want one, all right? Or they don't want to have that penalty associated with it. So they're a good candidate for this type of structure. Thirdly is folks that have the IRMA penalty, which is the income-related modification adjustment amount. These are people that are high income earners, even in retirement, and they have to pay an additional surcharge on Part D. I have several clients here locally where that's a problem, and it can be as high as $77.90 a month extra as a penalty just for being a high-income earner. So they'll avoid doing Part D drugs and a Medicare Advantage with prescription drug plan. And lastly, before we close out, is those that are naturopathic or holistic. Those folks don't want to take medications. They're not inclined to do that anyway. So it makes perfect sense for them to choose a Medicare Advantage only. But hopefully this makes sense for you. I just want to unpack this topic. Again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We appreciate all our listeners. Tune in every week, and you guys have a great week. Thank you.